Malachi 4:5, behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. The role of Elijah, who John the Baptist will fulfill that role, is the forerunner who would introduce us to Jesus Christ, who was sent by the Father. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should become the sons of God through Christ. 1 John. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. So there is a Father who absolutely is crazy about you, even if your earthly father is gone to heaven or has rejected you and left you and has nothing to do with you. And we are calling you to that Father today. With me to do that is my dad, my father, Mr. Epperson, Stu Epperson Sr. I've known him just about all my life. You still there, Mr. Epperson?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, talk right into that microphone there. And you're being heard on Instagram as well. Welcome to all those viewers and listeners. And on
Stuart, I the last verse in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
That's a great, great verse for every one of us to take very, very seriously. You mind if I read it?
Yeah, please do. Go ahead.
And I will turn, the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers. And then there's the warning. It says, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. That's Malachi 4:6. That's the warning there. But the great example, the greatest example, of course, is Father. The Father is the name that our Lord chose to call himself. God the Father, and then Jesus in the Bible is God the Son.
Mm.
And they communicate with each other. And the third part of the family is the Holy Spirit. And God has invited each of us to be part of that family through Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross.
Yeah, what a great word. We're,
and it's always been family, though. It is born into the family of God.
Mm. And there's a community there, and there's a brotherhood, a sisterhood, and we all come in under the Father, the same Father. There's one Father, one God, one Father of all. Now, the number, if you want to call in, this is the Steve Noble Show, and I'm Stu Epperson filling in for Steve Noble. Stu Epperson Sr. is my guest, and we're also going to play this back on my national show, Truth Talk Weekend, as a special Father's Day encore presentation to honor our fathers. If you'd like to give a shout-out, a tribute to your father, we want to give you a book, a Father's Day book by John Eldridge called Wild at Heart. Call this number, 866-34-TRUTH. In shorthand, that's 866-348-7884. And share with us maybe an impact, something special, an impact your father, something he had that made a difference in your life at 866-34-TRUTH. And I want to ask you about that, Dad, the opportunity for fatherhood. Let's talk about that. And this article, isn't it titled, what is the title of this article you're submitting to the Wall Street Journal?
It's The importance of fatherhood, or where have all the fathers?
Where have all the fathers? What about that idea? Wanted fathers.
We're submitting it, but it's not no sure thing it'll be published.
Okay.
But we're submitted it, and the key thing is it is so much. It is night and day, with or without a father.
Mm.
I think the book, John Eldridge's book, is a Wild at Heart.
Yes.
Is a great book. One thing I remember it points out is that within every child, there beats a heart that yearns to be successful in life, to conquer, to lead, to overcome, to do something in life that is really beneficial as God planned it. God put that there. There is a spirit that is there. And it's the spirit that is to be nurtured by a loving father and mother under God's direction. And we all fathers fall short.
Yep.
I can look back on many mistakes I made. Thankfully, the Lord overruled and worked in the lives. And most of us fathers would say, you know, in spite of me, I have some very good kids for which I thank God. And thank God for the influence of the church, for pastors, for great pastors. Pastor Mark Kortz in Winston-Salem played a big role in my children's life. And Dr. Sheehan, remember him?
Yeah, Salem Baptist.
Yes, and, yep. And missionaries, Christians coming into our home. Way, way back, Dr. John R. Rice, an old-time Baptist preacher, publisher of the Sword of the Lord, came to our home and actually prayed that we'd have children. We didn't have children for a number of years. And then he prayed, and we had four children in 5 years.
Wow.
And so we had to find him to get him to stop praying.
Yeah. Hey, we got Jane calling in. Let's take her call. She wants to do a tribute to her father. Happy Father's Day, Jane. Welcome to the Truth Network and the Steve Noble Show. Go ahead. I'm Stu Epperson.
Okay, hello there, Stu. I love what you're doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My late father's name is Joseph Kroger, and he raised 9 children and worked on commission selling insurance, but he always made time for us and always did everything he could do to make sure that we were in church, that we were living a life that, you know, was honoring God and representing our family in a way that would please the Lord. And then in his last decade of his life, he was bedridden, but glorified God and would always be an inspiration for people that would come to visit. And I'm just so grateful for my father, for men like you and others that are doing all we can do to point people to Jesus and to be the best dad they can be. So thank you again for all the seeds that you're planting. I'm believing for a harvest for the seeds that you're planting. Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you for that tribute. Raised 9 kids of the Lord. That's awesome. One of which was Jane.
That is fantastic.
How about that? Jane, God bless you. We got a book coming your way. Hang on so we can get your address, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Yes, ma'am. And thanks for listening to the Truth Network. Fantastic. Wake Forest, North Carolina, 105.7 FM, AM 1030 over there. Listening to the Steve Noble radio show. And this is Stu Epperson filling in for Steve Noble. My guest is Stu Epperson Sr. We're talking about Father's Day. So I thought, hey, let's have my dad on, who's been a great mentor
me,
to me.
George, and what are you trying to do with your children? You have 4 children.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, I'm trying to get the advice of other godly men like this man who's been a mentor to me and many others, Bill McLean. Coach, is that you?
Hi, Stu.
Oh, my soul. Coach McLean, Dad, he's on the line. This means our ratings are going up for sure.
Fantastic.
Oh, my.
Coach McLean has been helping fatherless kids forever. He has some great children himself.
Wow.
And he had a great daddy, and he's a father to hundreds of kids in around this area, Winston-Salem.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a great thing to say about me, Stuart. I tell you, I want to say a great Father's Day to my deceased father, Alexander Hunter McLean. Mm. And he taught me a lot, and he also made it very clear to me that God had to be first or nothing else was going to work.
Mm.
And wow. So I still live by that. And even during my wild days, I couldn't forget that. And I just thank him for instilling that in me.
That's strong. Yeah. Wow. Well, that is such a testimony. Coach, what do you say to... What do you say to all the dads out there, man? They're struggling. They want to do the right thing. They want to honor Christ. What's your challenge to them about taking courage in the Lord, just like your dad challenged you? What would you say to them all?
Well, 2 things I wanted to say, Stu. One is that those fathers who are in the home, who are married to the mothers, and who have these what we call normal families, aren't the only fathers out there, and they're not the only men that need to be recognized. A lot of these mentors and surrogate fathers who have stepped in to play the role of father to a lot of children also need to be recognized, because all of these children belong to all of us. We all have a responsibility to God's children. We are God's children, and he takes responsibility for all of us. And in the same way, we should take responsibility for the children that we come in contact with.
That's, and you've done that with so many. We're so grateful for you. Dad, what's your closing thought? We're out of time. What is your word to Coach? And what's your word to everyone out there about honoring their dads this Father's Day, real quick?
Well, my word is be a good father.
Mm.
Be a good father under the fatherhood of God.
Mm.
And the family of God. And pray for fathers. Pray for good fathers, okay?
That's good.
And God will raise them up and make them mighty men, mighty fathers. And that's the big thing. And pray for people to be raised up like Mr. Bill on the line with us, as he's called by the children, who will take a heart, take a stand to help children and do something about their situation.
Well, you guys are both heroes to me. Thank you so much for calling in, Coach, and Dad, thanks for being on with us today.